So un-American in the ideology that we have, that the hope of what we think this country could be, but it's also so very American
Yeah.
in the way that this country was founded. So I'm disgusted by it. I'm unnerved by him continuing to be the front runner. And until media, which I do think has a very important role to play in democracy, until they start assuming that role in a more responsible, inclusive, aware way, I think they're helping to pave the way to America's final season.
Textbook enabling. And one of the things, too, we throw in the Nikki Haley clip. We make it seem, or they have made it seem over time, like Donald Trump was the anomaly. You referenced this Frankenstein analogy that Harry Reid actually said. He said
R.I.P.
that Donald Trump was the Republican Party's Frankenstein. You built this monster.
Yep.
Your dog whistles are now foghorns. Like, let's be very clear about what it is. This same thing that he's doing, doubling down on the Civil War, paved the way by state policy where they're challenging CRT. Now it's DEI program. So we went from critical race theory to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And Donald Trump is like, oh, there's an obsession with Civil War. It turns out the Confederate soldiers were born again and showed up at the Capitol on January 6th. No surprises here at all. So I'm curious to know
Yeah,
about your new vitriol, because it's
just
been
a quick,
vitriol.
I'm not new to the game, and I'm not new to the tactics of Donald Trump. I find it strange the timing of wading into this. And I don't think that Donald Trump and Nikki Haley's comments are the same. Nikki Haley also, first of all, she's a contradiction in walking, because she's also the same woman who took down the Confederate flag and removed the Confederate statues off the state's grounds in South Carolina. That's what made many of us think that she was a reasonable person. If slavery had nothing to do with the Civil War, the Confederacy, then why was it so politically risky for her to then remove those monuments?
Well, you know what's changed.
I know exactly what's changed, but to make the difference between what Trump is saying, I have not heard a Republican in mainstream, certainly not someone who has pursued the presidency, say we should have renegotiated that. And a lot of lives could have been saved.
The court is going to be hearing arguments on the unprecedented Colorado ruling disqualifying Donald Trump from that state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Legal experts say that there are several ways that the justices could actually reverse that decision without weighing in directly on Trump's conduct or allegations that he engaged in that deadly insurrection after the 2020 election. Our senior correspondent, Devin Dwyer, joining us now to talk about this. So what can we expect from the proceedings tomorrow? And do you actually think Trump may show up? You really never know what he's going to do. I probably shouldn't have even asked you that.
Well, you don't. They're not expecting him to come, but as we've seen, anything can happen.
It would make a spectacle, wouldn't it?
It sure would. It would make the headlines. Three justices that he appointed on that court deciding this huge case, Kira, this is a really big deal tomorrow at the Supreme Court. For a court that likes to stay away from politics, the court is now stepping into the middle of the 2024 presidential election. They're taking on this question that's divided states, it's divided election officials, it's divided the country. Everybody has an opinion. Is Donald Trump ineligible to be on the ballot because of his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election? Colorado's top court said last year he's ineligible. He's disqualified because he engaged, in their words, in insurrection. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says anyone who took an oath to defend the Constitution as an officer of the United States and then engaged in insurrection can't hold office ever again. That's what that court found. And tomorrow the justices are going to hear Trump's appeal. He says Section 3 does not apply to him. He says he didn't engage in insurrection. And we'll see what the justices have to say about that. They're not expected to rule from the bench, but their questions, as you know, could give us a hint of which way they're going to go.
Do you have any idea when we could have a decision?
Well, the decision is going to come relatively quickly for the Supreme Court. The expectation is a number of weeks, certainly not in June. Colorado's primary is on Super Tuesday, March 5th. So the expectation is that they will issue some sort of a decision so that voters can go to the polls in Colorado knowing, you know, the standing of an outcome of this case. So we're thinking in a couple of weeks. It won't happen tomorrow, though.
And then there's all the lawsuits that are out there.
Oh, my goodness. there are so many lawsuits on this issue alone, dividing the states. And this decision in this case will be historic. Never before has the Supreme Court taken up this question of the 14th Amendment. It's 150 years old, Kira. It was enacted after the Civil War. So tomorrow is going to be fascinating. Attorneys on both sides of the case expect the justices to take this extremely seriously, engage with the questions, engage with the issue. We'll have to see whether they get into the nitty-gritty about whether they think Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. There are lots of different ways that they could decide this case, including some that are technical, procedural. But no doubt those questions from those justices are going to be absolutely fascinating and historic. And the decision they render will be...
Hey, out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city. Steel City Squares hosts monthly square dances. Next one's happening on February 10th. Dances are beginner and family-friendly traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and caller. No experience is necessary because all dances will be taught. Doors and a potluck and an open old-time jam start at 7. Dances start at 8. All of the dances take place at the Shiloh Center, which is located at 3832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. More information about Steel City Square is available on their Facebook page or by sending them some email at squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. The 820 Gallery features MS User by Anisha Bade, an artist and writer from Kolkata, India, who is currently pursuing her MFA at Carnegie Mellon University. Bade's practice investigates pervasive technologies through an examination of their design, diversity of use, and their relationship with ideas from science fiction. This exhibition will present a selection of recent work that explores the history of computer interfaces and will feature video performance installations and sound works. The works selected for the exhibition are informed by Bade's interest in digital vernaculars, the process by which new tools and metaphors are appropriated by communities, specifically in urban South Asia, to generate hybrid aesthetic functions. The show is on display through February 18th at 820 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, go to trustarts.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music. Perhaps have a beverage. Perhaps have a snack. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339. Which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by calling them at 412-321-1834. Moving on to the concert calendar. Tonight at Thunderbird, you can catch Caligula's Horse along with Earthside. Dan Byrne will be at the Club Cafe along with Acrasia. Zurich Cloud Motors will be at the Poetry Lounge along with I4A and Memory Wound. And the Avalanche Quartet will be at Con Alma. Apparently they started an hour ago, so maybe you should get going. Tomorrow night, Gold Necklace will be at Preserving Underground with Mundo and Lobby Boxer. Stage AE presents Green Sky Bluegrass along with Melt. Club Cafe presents Landon Conrath along with Why Bother and Walkney. Mason Lively will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's along with Will Overman. Hooky will be at the Government Center along with Melania Cole, Gadge, and Find My Friends. And the Thoth Trio will be at Con Alma. I don't know why I keep saying their stuff last. It starts at 6. It's first. It's happening first in the evening. On Friday, Ruin Lust will be at Preserving Underground along with Diabolic Oath. Roboto Project is hosting a benefit for PAAR with Frog Legs, Twin Lakes, Horse Divorce, and Fig. Club Cafe has Love Ethnic along with Bottom Top and Garage League. Let's see. Plain White Tees will be at Thunderbird along with Pollyanna. False Positive will be at Spirit Lodge along with the Burn Rides and Hardack. Hardack. And the, well, let's see. The Reggie Watkins Quintet is at Con Alma for the early show. Tubby Daniels will be at Con Alma for the late show. On Saturday, the Tony Martucci Quartet will be at Con Alma, starting at 5:30 for the early show. We'll just go to the late show right now, which is Hugo Cruz and Caminos. The late show at Con Alma. Let's see, what else at Sun? Of course, I say that's the early thing, but at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, it's Little Punk, Little Fest Punkentine's Day. That starts at 4. And it's got the Cheats, Murder for Girls, 65 Rats, Eye Candy, Milvin and the Ethnoids, and Subarctic Beach Party. Let's see, Peekaboo will be at Stage AE, along with LYNY, Wink, and Joey Darker. First Unitarian Church is hosting the Alash Tuvan Throat Singers. Club Cafe is hosting Bridget Calls Me Baby, along with Surefire. Marcus Johnson will be at the Pittsburgh Winery. Ancient Torture will be at the Rock Room for a release record release show. They're playing along with Mower and Difficult Customer. On Sunday, Anna Smirk and Adriana Noon will be at the Pittsburgh Winery, along with Julia, Nora, and Genital Shame will be at Government Center with Stander and Chains of Desire. On Monday, Lydia Lunch at the Club Cafe, along with Joseph Keckler and Kevin Shea and Skeletonized. Band of Horses will be at the Roxy Inn, and I think we'll wrap it up there. If you, your band, your artistic event, your musical endeavor, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. Radio-calendar at WRCT is the place to send that. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that one way we can grow vibrant communities is with trees. Tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. This helpful message brought to you by the Sustainable Urban Forests Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT, where if you're wondering what you are listening to, you can check our website, WRCT.org, for a playlist. But I'll tell you right now, this is Leah Bertucci.
I awake for the mothers and the fathers. No pain anymore. No pain. Nothing went awry. It's coming.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey there. You're listening to WRCT. Perhaps you were wondering what the songs you have been listening to are. Well, let me help you with that. You just heard Ben Frost. A song called The River of Light and Radiation off of his upcoming Scope Neglect LP. Cathesis. I can't say this band's name. Cathesis. Yeah. They've got an album coming out soon called Immerse. You heard a song from that called A Slow Weary Wind. Kruna before that with What Great Lengths. Zeal and Ardor from the Fire Wake 7-inch. You heard Fire Wake. Before that, you heard Raven Bauer Durham and James Wolfe with a song called Elephant from the Stop MVP. Artists from West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina against Mountain Valley Pipeline compilation, which is a benefit compilation. If you are interested in checking that out, Google the Stop MVA part on Bandcamp. I just realized that sentence does not make a lot of sense, but you probably know what I mean. We started off with Leah Bertucci with a song called Vapors off of her album of Shadow and Substance. And that is what you've been listening to. Hooray! If you have questions about this stuff, there is a playlist available at our website, wrct.org. In the background, soon to be in the foreground, is Den Edel Dude, another alias of the person who does gnaw their tongues. Yeah. WRCT, your home for weird. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.